Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Alpaca Finance on BNB Chain will wind down all services by the end of 2025 and let users withdraw assets until December 31st, citing an unsustainable model, years of losses, and a liquidity crunch after Binance delisted its token. Paris-listed blockchain group raised $71.9 million in convertible bonds to add nearly 600 Bitcoin to its treasury. Circle Internet Group filed for an IPO on the New York Stock Exchange under the ticker CRCL, offering 24 million shares at $24 to $26 apiece and aiming to raise around $250 million. The US Senate's stablecoin bill cleared cloture with overwhelming bipartisan support, but faces amendments from Senators Murphy and Warren to bar senior officials, including the president, from profiting in the industry. In Asia, regulators advance too. The Bank of Korea is weighing deposit tokens on a public blockchain alongside private stablecoins to stem $19.5 billion of outflows in the first quarter. Pakistan, meanwhile, named Bilal bin Saqib as special assistant on blockchain, with plans to allocate 2,000 megawatts of surplus power for Bitcoin mining and AI data centers. On-chain and protocol innovation continues. Solana Foundation launched its attestation service on May 23rd to bind off-chain KYC credentials to wallet addresses and underpin tokenized equity offers. BitLayer partnered with three mining pools controlling over 36% of network power to support non-standard transactions for Bitcoin-native DeFi via BitVM. Succinct's SP1 Hypercube ZKVM hit a milestone by proving an Ethereum block in just under 11 seconds. A real step that felt like solving the final chamber in Myst for zero-knowledge pioneers. Meanwhile, Tether ploughed $5 billion of profits into US firms and now holds over $120 billion in treasury bills. RumbleCloud joined forces with Tron DAO to bolster decentralized storage, and Caladan set up shop in New York to bridge Asian crypto markets to US institutions. Strategy added another 4,000 Bitcoin for $427 million, shrugging off a lawsuit over its accounting while long-term holders continue to stack more during market dips. In market moves, Bitcoin has stalled near 109,000 after short-term holders took $11.4 billion in profits, with the CoinDesk 20 index rallying altcoins amid tariff uncertainties. Ethereum reclaimed its 2,550 support as spot ETF flows bolster confidence. Solana consolidates below 180 amid negative funding rates, and Bitcoin's ribbons turned green as short-term trading interest ticked higher. Dogecoin and XRP edged lower on profit-taking ahead of key inflation data, while SLRV signals hint at fresh accumulation. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.